Psalm 27, a Psalm of David. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou settest seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. The Lord is my light, and he is my salvation. Is he yours? Every other false god and idol of men are darkness, and their end is death. But the Lord Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. He is our light. He is our salvation. Of whom should we fear? He promised that if we hear his voice and follow him, that he will give us eternal life, and that we are in his hand and in his Father's hand, and that no one can pluck us out of their hands. He is the strength of our life. Of whom should we be afraid? Let us be confident in the Lord. Let us believe in our God. No matter who rises against us, friend or foe, flesh or spirit, principality or power, let us be confident that our Lord Jesus and our Father will protect us. Even in the time of trouble, he will hide us in his pavilion, in his secret place, and our feet shall be set upon the rock. All I desire is to dwell in his house, to dwell in his holy temple, to be in his presence, to live with him, to behold the beauty of his holiness, to hear his voice. Let us believe our Lord that he will grant us our desires. He has lifted up our head above our enemies. Jesus Christ, our head, has been lifted up at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power. And we are lifted up with him and in him. Hallelujah. Let us offer sacrifices of joy. Let us sing praises to our great Lord and Redeemer. The Lord shall hear us when we cry. He will have mercy upon us. We have sought His face when He called us to, and so He will not hide His face from us when we need Him the most. He will not forsake us in the day of His wrath. Though all men should forsake us in the day of trouble, the Lord will never leave us nor forsake us. He will take us up, up all the way into His glory. O Lord, teach us Your way. Lead us in the plain path that You are calling us to. We had almost fainted and lost hope because of the strength and cruelty of our enemies, but we have believed Your word. We believe and trust You that we shall see Your goodness. In the land of the living, we shall see the fullness of Your glory in Mount Zion. In the world, we shall have tribulation, but You told us to be of good cheer, because You have overcome the world. And so let us wait patiently on the Lord. Let us be of good courage. He shall strengthen our hearts. Let us wait on Him. Psalm 27.